Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday, and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Do I look like this in real life?
You know what?
Or do I look weirder?
Only because you pointed out on the camera. Now that I'm looking at you in real life, yes, I can see that. So, I never would have thought about
it. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're doing everything we can to not talk about Trump and the FBI. Guess what? It still happens. Still doesn't make sense. Still makes everybody mad. We'll update you when there's more.
Does my head look weird?
Meanwhile, look at my head, my hair on this live stream. And the reason why I say that is because I quit coloring my hair. I think it's like 6 years ago. I haven't colored my hair for over 6 years. My hair is gray and I needed to color my hair. It was like 2016 or 2017, I don't know. I needed to color my hair, but it was growing out and it was gray. Gray is very popular and in right now. I didn't know that because I'm not cool like that. I started getting compliments on my hair color and asking where I was getting it done. And I'm like, it's funny you say that. I actually need to get my hair done. And they're like, oh, why? Gray is totally in. So it took me like 2 weeks to be like, don't talk about my gray hair because I've always been covering it up. I started having gray hair when I was in high school, easily. Do you have gray? You've got gray in your beard, Ryan.
Yeah, people are always asking me, who does your beard?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm like, myself. It's actually natural. It's so crazy that you asked.
Is Brad always the one asking you? He's really into beards.
Yeah, yeah, he's always asking. He's texting me.
Do you have gray hair?
Just a little bit, like right here.
But not on your head?
I can't see it. I keep my hair so short and it's light. It's hard to tell.
It's coming in right here now, you guys. It's starting to come in on my
great radio.
I'm going to be honest.
You could be pointing to literally anywhere.
It's coming in right here.
No!
I didn't do
put
anything.
Put it away!
I didn't do anything. Put it. Oh, now! Oh, now I can't. No coming back from that. No,
you're
if
telling
you were watching
me,
the stream, I did not do
I
anything.
I need a day off.
You are creating theater of the mind
it's
is
radio.
What you're doing. That's what radio is.
And this is a horror story.
Yeah, that was a bad one. And it's all your fault. Continue.
So anyway, gray hair.
Yeah, so
I always
so your crazy head.
I always wanted how long Ryan will waffle on this.
I wanted the sides to grow in gray. I always thought that was a cool look, and instead I got male pattern baldness, and it's just not fair.
Oh.
It's not fun when it starts at 19, I can tell you that.
Gosh.
Does it bother you? Real question.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not bald. You have hair, but you yeah. do have more forehead.
Well, you know, yeah. That's the thing, is when you post a picture of yourself on Facebook and your friends from high school haven't seen you in 3 years, they go, whoa, look at a lot more forehead there, buddy.
That's not a forehead. That's a five head.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. It's a great one. It does bother me. You know how they say that your baldness comes from your mom's side? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Male pattern baldness is your mom's dad is what you're supposed to look at.
And or hit her
brother's.
Which
sounds really confusing. It sounds it sounds like what Congress decided to use to pass an Inflation Reduction Act.
Here's how we're calculating baldness now.
Scientifically speaking.
But I've also heard that other people have come out and said, no, that's just a urban legend. That's not really the way it is. But my hairline has followed my mom's brother's to a T.
So there's something there.
So there's got to be something there. Because my dad also is bald, but his is completely different than mine. But mine was just like my mom's brother's.
So the whole conversation started because I was looking down at my computer because we were about to start up. And if you're watching on the YouTube live chat, you will know what we're talking about. If you're not, I'll explain it to you because this here is what we call theater of the mind. And
that's right. Look right here.
When I look down, I have, it's like 2 inches. The front of my hair is a whole shade darker than the back of my hair, which seems to be really gray. Now, I'm looking at this in the camera, and I have lights on me, so it's not like it's shadowy. Do you see that in real life
on
my hair?
Heck yeah. That's called a vitamin deficiency.
Oh, hush. At least I don't have a hair deficiency. What about you?
Yeah, I see it.
Yank at the collar there, the theater of the mind.
You can see it on my head?
Yes.
On my head?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not really bad. I just didn't know that it was like that. And I wonder if people think that I colored it that way.
I have no idea.
I'm not really sure. I know hair color.
Which way is it going? Is it is the dark part going backwards? Or
I don't
is the
know.
Light
I just discovered
forward?
This 10 minutes ago.
I feel like I'm having deja vu, like we've talked about this before, but we obviously haven't. Maybe I've noticed it before and I never said anything.
You just had a conversation like, what the heck is she doing with
at
her
home
hair?
At night? Katie, look at the live stream.
Did you see her hair? She doesn't even know. I don't know if I should tell her. I think she'll be embarrassed. She should be.
What are you going to do? Are you going to do something about it?
No. I don't care. I just didn't. It's kind of weird to like all of a sudden realize that you've been publicly a certain way for the last 10 years and be like, who knew?
It's amazing that you decided to do that at the exact moment that gray became a cool thing. You like Steve Martin'd it.
I didn't, but I didn't know it. Like, I didn't discover it. Kind of like what we're talking about
right now.
Someone's like, oh, hey.
Have you ever been ahead of any trend? Would you be considered trendy?
If super conservative prude apple pie is 10 years away, here I am, ladies and gentlemen.
Super conservative prude apple pie? You know what's really in right now?
That's my resume.
Here in 2032.
I am really boring. The most adventurous thing I do is play Fortnite with my kids. I know it's shooting people, but you know it's pretty colors. I literally said that the last segment.
You ever had gooey butter cake? No, but have you ever had a prude apple pie? They're delicious here in 2032 where we are.
No, I'm not ahead of the trends, but I've never cared about trends. I actually don't like trends because I don't want to be dictated to what my style is.
Mm-hmm. I will only allow my wife
now
to determine my trend.
Now you are super trendy.
No, I'm not. But when I wear something that you're like, dang, you're looking good,
what?
It's because Katie Wiggins.
Do you say that to Mrs. Wiggins?
No, you say that to me in
what?
Your head.
What?
In your head.
I went to read one comment and came back into that conversation. I have no idea what's going on.
I know very much when I wear a shirt that my wife picked out for me versus when I wear one that I got for free at an Illinois Policy event. Like
you can
today.
Tell. That's a great shirt, though.
I know. I do like this shirt.
I said to
those
Brad just before, I was looking through my closet today, and my six-year-old can attest to this because she was helping dress me today, and go, I just want to wear something comfortable today. Like, just looking for something that's cozy but presentable. And I almost wore one of my Blue Cardinal shirts, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to wear that because it's a giveaway. And it's like,
I've got the same one.
A men's, not that one.
But
you,
I've
you
got the same
that,
one
right?
that you
I bought
have,
this.
Because I think we went to the same game.
Well, I have several. One of them's like got a hood on it.
I've got that.
And then the other one is like, it's a really nice baby blue jersey or whatever. So I was thinking about wearing one of those. I was like, meh. And then I thought I had that in my hand. And I said, if I told Brad, I go, if I would have come here wearing the same shirt that Ryan Wiggins.
It would have been problems.
We would have had to make you change.
We would have done one of those things where we would just walk in a circle and then stand and see if people could pick which one was which.
One of those things?
Yeah, you know one of those things?
No.
Like they do in movies and cartoons?
So, no, I don't know that. Holly on YouTube says, gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. And that is biblical.
Oh,
darn right.
Man.
Proverbs 16:31.
That's like a Proverbs 31 woman. But the verse, not the chapter.
That's right.
I like it.
You're saying a thing.
attained in the way of righteousness, which can also be said by being conservative, prude, apple pie, or whatever I called myself.
I got it for the first time in my life, really question that verse. I know some people who have gray hair who would not be considered righteous.
The way of righteousness. Who? Name names.
Robert Reich.
That's a good start.
Thank you. I'll
give you that one.
Thank you.
I'm excited to get an update on last week's highly controversial action of yours with our friends down at KFC downstairs. Do you want to set the table before you give us the latest installment in your ethically and morally questionable behavior?
Yes, I would. Thank you for putting it that way.
I want to set it up right.
Here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Last week, I was feeling a little down, a little tired.
No, you were just thirsty.
I was thirsty and I wanted a soda.
Like a child.
Give me a little bit.
He kept tugging on the bottom of my shirt going, Annie, I'm going to get a drink.
Annie, I want a drink. Annie, watch me. I'm going to jump in the pool. Look. Annie, watch. Annie, can I go outside? Can you zip me up?
Yes. What?
Things kids say that adults shouldn't. Put that one in the category.
No.
All right. No. So what I did was I went down to KFC and I got my meal with my cup and had my meal at mealtime, just like normal. But at this time of day, I thought, you know what? I could use a little jolt. I could use some Mountain Dew.
Mealtime. That's another thing children say.
At mealtime.
Brad, do you have mealtime?
No.
Don't you just get hungry and eat?
Yes.
It's mealtime, everyone.
Mealtime.
Okay. Ooh, yay, mealtime. I get to run down to KFC and
Lunchables.
Have my meal. And I went back down there with my same cup of the day and refilled it. Now, I was going to ask, is this okay? Because I really didn't know. Is this a morally gray area where you go back into the restaurant, which is right below us, and refill? But it was too busy, and I wasn't able to ask, and I had to come back up here to get back on the air. So
you ate lunch at 11?
Roughly. 11:30, something like that.
Saved your cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then at about 1:55.
Yes.
P.M. Later that day, after leaving the restaurant.
Yes.
Hours later. You went down for a free refill.
Yes. I went down for a refill because if I was going to ask.
Did you pay for it?
And if they said, no, you can't do free refills, I was going to pay for it, but I couldn't ask. The line would have taken too long and
so
I already had it filled.
Instead of just walking out because you didn't get to ask.
Well, I would have just had to leave my full cup there and walk out. So I was like, at this point, I've already filled it.
So you filled it already and then thought maybe I should ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way, the way this played out. And all of St. Louis told me I was wrong. So
gave you the legal statute.
I think Officer Gary or somebody said, here is why you can't do that, Ryan. Well, guess what? Everybody, and I don't mean everybody but me, I mean including me, all of us were wrong. Nobody had the right answer to this.
You went back.
I went back today. And I went early enough. Usually before 11:30, it's not that busy, so I don't feel bad standing there talking with the girl. So I did. I said, okay, here's the deal. I do radio upstairs. We had a big discussion about this. And she's like, oh my gosh, really? Okay. So
you had to drop the radio line,
I was leaning like this.
I said, average Joe from the bank across the street. I mean nothing and I talk to nobody.
Yeah. I'm leaning on the counter. You know, I got my foot kicked up.
I'm in the KFC industry.
Yeah. I mean, you're in an industry, I'm in an industry. We're both in industries, but in mine.
Yeah,
we
but your industry is a capital I.
Only when I name drop it, which I do often. I asked her. Okay,
G-Libs on YouTube says, oh, he's pulling the celebrity card.
Wait, you know what?
Very loosely, Wibs.
Check the tape. I think one of you guys told me last week, tell her you're doing radio and that you want to find out the answer to this. So I did.
I think it was me.
I think it was you.
I think I said you need to get them up here on the radio.
You know what? I was going to record her on my phone. I just felt bad. I just felt bad doing it.
No, that feeling is called feeling weird, and I know that you're not used to that emotion.
I don't have usually a strong conscience about those things, but I did today. So I just asked her, I said, okay, here's the situation. I explained everything we just talked about.
Brandon says, don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
Is that how you started?
At that point, I was leaning with both hands over the counter. Hello. It's me, Orion. Back on Tuesday, just like usual, getting my free box. I said, okay, here's the deal. I got my cup. I walked out. I filled it up. I walked out. I work upstairs. So I came back down within about an hour and a half, refilled it. Okay or not? And I'll pay if it's not. And she says, they're really, the issue is, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, all right. So I'm reaching for my wallet. All right, I'll pay for it. And she said, actually, it's not even about the cost. She said it's about compliance with regulations.
Health codes, isn't
health it? Health codes. It's about you can't take any cup, whether it's theirs or any cup.
You're
you can't bring a cup from outside in because they haven't properly monitored that it's clean.
But if you stayed in there and you were using the cup they issued you multiple times, that was fine.
Completely fine.
But you can't take your cup outside, roll it in some cocaine, and then tap it back up on the...
That's right. Or dirt. Or fecal matter. You can't do any of those things.
But
and
just,
I asked.
But just those three things.
I said, I'm going to give you three things that I would roll that cup in.
Other than that, we're cool.
She said, well, those three things, probably not, but anything else. Now, that was the rule. And I was like, you know what? None of us came up with that as the answer, but that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that you don't see as much probably the refillable cups at gas stations as much as you used to, because you used to be able to buy like one QT cup.
Well, Starbucks is doing that now. You can buy a refillable cup from Starbucks. I don't know. There's got to be
some
sort
of...
Are they steaming it or something? I don't know.
Well, I wonder if you buy the cup and then you just show them the cup and they're just giving you the drink.
But the point is to reduce waste.
Oh, then I wouldn't do that.
That's extra waste.
We've created extra waste for you. No, I have no idea how they're getting away with that.
Well, did you pay for the refill?
Well, she was like, no, I don't even care about that. It's the health thing.
They do that at gas stations too, right? You used to be able to buy the Polar Pop cup or whatever it was called at, I forget the name of the
Circle
gas
K.
station. Circle K.
Love them.
And you can get like, remember they had the
very
real
attached.
Big one? It was like 64 ounces and you could refill
like
it.
The Lambert size cup.
Mm-hmm. And I know growing up that we used to be able to get, you could bring your own coffee mug and get coffee at the gas station for a reduced price.
I don't want to put where I'm drinking off of a cup up on somewhere else, someone that's doing the same thing.
Yeah, what she said makes sense, which is why I'm surprised that does still exist in some places, because you'd think the code would be the same.
Is the KFC refillable thing where you set it down and you push a button and it comes down, or do you have to click in the lever?
You gotta click in.
So there's content, or that context, I should say, to why it would be specifically that way. And I don't want to do that. It's different if... You can put it down, sit it there, push a button, and it comes out. I mean, I don't know who's like making contact with that spout.
There's some guy in there. when he hears the click, he knows the different sounds of the clicks, and he presses a button inside the machine.
Oh,
that's how it works.
So, did she like offer? She didn't tell you to like come back and get refills, and she'd give you a new cup or anything.
No, she did not offer.
This just ended in you not being told you don't need to do this anymore. You've atoned for your actions. You offered to pay. They said no need. All is well that ends well.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't do that anymore.
No, but now they know I'm a huge celebrity, so I feel like it's still kind of a win.
This is actually all the end around of the whole point of all of this. He got to go tell KFC, you know who I am, right? They're like, no, who are you?
you told me to do it. You told me to do it.
Hi, I'm Tom Ackerman.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So today is primary day again, and Alaska and Wyoming have some decisions to make. Of course, we'll have those results for you tomorrow, but I'm sure by the time you get to us at noon tomorrow, you will probably know how those races turned out. Well, I was talking earlier in the show about Liz Cheney and her representation in Congress and how she has to be, as we discussed, a representative of the people who sent her to Congress. Now, it seems to me that at least my assessment of this has been since she's been pushing through this committee and going through the January 6th drama and trying to make this be front and center for the entire country to consume, I don't feel like she's representing the people in her district, which is also the state of Wyoming, because there's a district in the state of Wyoming. 581,000 people in Wyoming. Did you hear me saying that earlier?
Mm-hmm.
581,000 people, I think 301,000 people in St. Louis. So yeah. Wyoming is just like a third bigger than the city,
the
of,
city
St.
of St.
Louis. City of St.
Not
Louis.
Not the whole market.
No, I Googled city of St. Louis population and said that. So I think it's important to, I want to follow up and ask you guys about this. I got this message and it's a good point from somebody who is familiar with how people, you know, what is the responsibility of somebody who goes to represent a district of constituents in Washington, D.C.? And the oath of office for a member of Congress is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So in the context of what Liz Cheney is doing on the January 6th committee and her participation and her leading of that, and how her constituents feel about it, I do think it is right to say that if her constituents were actually like pro-insurrection, you know, out there saying January 6th mm-hmm. should have been worse and blah, 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 she shouldn't be like, well, my constituents say, and then, you know, carry that on. She's still, her oath is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So you could make the argument, for the sake of argument, you could make the argument that she believes that what she's doing is in compliance with that oath. I think it's very, very hard to make the case that the presentation, it's not so much the information that's been put out there, it's the way that Congress has chosen to go about having this conversation. You want to have the conversation? Fine. Let's have the conversation. But to put a committee together who's going to essentially try Donald Trump in the influence and responsibility of what took place on January 6th, and to do it in this way, in my opinion, cannot be taken seriously. And if I were a constituent of Liz Cheney's and I watched her actively participate in something that I thought was set up purposely to be unfair, I would say that while if maybe she could have the opinions that she has, she could be on there and Jim Jordan could be on there and they could have differences on this committee. They could ask questions. They could bring forward evidence, but they don't want to do that. So I think Liz Cheney certainly has the right as somebody who is the person who swore that oath to say that she truly believes that Donald Trump is a threat to the United States or an enemy, a domestic enemy. If she does believe that and believe she can prove that case, she needs to do that under the rigors of a fair setup. And it is not that.
I don't know how to disagree with anything you just said. Well, what she did, too, is that she followed, quote unquote, her conscience. I can't judge whether or not she was following her conscience or trying to set up a post-political career, because she could have done either one of those, or she could have been done both of those. Usually both of them are happening at the same time. But she's going to have to face the voters now and deal with the consequences of following your quote unquote conscience if that's what she was doing. And we'll see how that turns out. That's the beauty of democracy. If your constituents disagree and say, no, what you did does not represent me, then you're gone. You're gone, and they're going to find somebody who does.
So when the Republicans take the House, they're going to have the opportunity to investigate, subpoena, call into question behaviors and actions that have taken place from people who are going to be on, honestly, probably both sides of the aisle, but definitely the Democrats. If the oath of office of a member of Congress is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, where is that in regards to what's taking place on the southern border?
Mm-hmm.
And is Liz Cheney's actions and attention to try to litigate something that was, in my opinion, already gone through impeachment? It seems to me like it's the same charge or the same accusation towards Donald Trump that he incited an insurrection. That we've gone through this once. There is no evidence that I've seen that makes me feel like they can pin. I mean, you could say that the president has used rhetoric that is irresponsible, and I would probably in cases agree with that, but I have hours of clips of people on the left saying the same type of baloney sausage about what should be done to the Republicans. This is the way we play games. We are hateful to each other, we are rude to each other, and we want the worst to happen to our enemies, and we say it. It can't only be wrong when Donald Trump does it. And if when the Democrats do it, I mean, not only was Kamala Harris pushing people to be more aggressive in riots and protests, not riots specifically, but that's what they were. She didn't call it that, but protests in the summer of 2020. But she was actively recruiting donations to bail these people out once they got in trouble. I mean, I don't know how that could be any different than what they're accusing Donald Trump of. I'm not saying that what he did, I personally didn't like his speech on that day. It didn't make me comfortable. But there were thousands and thousands of people who were there listening to him who were angry and upset in that moment. And then there was a different group of people that breached the Capitol. I think they should be handled and prosecuted if they committed crimes. But I just don't see how what Donald Trump did is any worse than the long list of people on both sides of the aisle who use that type of rhetoric all the time.
I mean, what you're talking about is why Americans are frustrated. Because it just seems like over and over, not just with this issue, but with so many, there are double standards everywhere you look. And people are being censored online that they want to. They just said, well, let's just have a free speech discussion about it. Now, you can't do that. And that is at the core of why there's so much frustration. And Democrats have got to acknowledge this at some point and say, if we keep marginalizing these people, we keep pushing them out, average people, we keep pushing them out of the conversation, they're going to seem more and more radical to us, and they're probably going to get more and more radical because they feel like they don't have a voice anymore.
Well, at the same time, they look at Republicans, they're like, they're so divisive. And what they define as divisive is they so don't agree with us on everything. And if we could just come together and meet in the middle, which is actually right here where we're standing, and you come over here to me and you agree with everything that I say, concede. Then we could just get along.
Yeah, it's the double standard it's always the double standard. And I think that lately with the FBI raid, people are seeing it on both sides
mm-hmm.
or from both sides. Edward says constituents' voices are important, but not end all be all. If constituents want to legalize slavery, should you vote for it?
That's a good point.
Of course not. You shouldn't. But in the converse, like I will concede that's a good point that not in the Liz Cheney specific situation, that just because the group of people want something doesn't mean the person who's there to represent them should participate in it. But also, just because a individual wants to stand for something doesn't mean that that's what the group is going to want to have happen. And it doesn't inherently make the thing that the group that the individual is advocating for the right thing. They did take that oath of office. They are beholden to it and responsible for it. They can certainly interpret every different situation that comes their way with their own personal methodology of this is what I know and this is where I need to take this, make hard decisions that are going to cause them to make some people likely on their own side of the aisle upset with them. But you have to take those moral stands. She has to make a choice. I just don't think that it is Like, to Edward's point, to look at what she's doing, if her conscience says she should be going ahead and doing this, and she believes that this is the right thing, if other people disagree with it, I think tonight she's just going to have to bear the consequences of her actions.
You know, and I think the other thing that sits...
And be proud of herself for sticking by her morals.
I think the thing that sits bad with people is what you mentioned before. We've had a congressional investigation into the January 6th riot. We've had a criminal investigation into it. We had impeachment into it. And so now this new January 6th select committee just seems less about... I'm following my conscience and doing what's right, and more like I've got a bone to pick with this person and I need to go after him. I mean, there's a reason Nancy Pelosi is a shrewd politician, and there's a reason that the two Republicans...
Yeah, she's of the best. Historically in this country, the best politicians. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's not a compliment, so don't be confused.
There's a reason she tapped Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger to be on this committee to be as Republicans, because she already knew where they were going with this. She wouldn't have put wild cards on that committee.
Kevin says, tread lightly with this conversation. The left will be saying Annie supports slavery. What did I say that makes it sound like I'm supporting slavery?
I don't think tell you
anything.
Yeah. Well, for the folks at home, I do not.
Just to be sure.
And historically, that's why I support the Republican Party, because they're the ones who got rid of it. So I'm not a Democrat.
Just real quick, though, just regarding Liz Cheney in particular, if this was all about her conscience, the easiest rebuttal to her is to say, then why didn't you do a real trial? Why didn't you participate in a trial where there was any pushback?
Yeah, just do it the right way.
You participated in a very, very weak trial on this.
Even say to the public and to Nancy Pelosi, listen, I think there are real issues here that need to be addressed, evidence that needs to be provided to the American people, and I want to bring that out, but it needs to be bulletproof. Yeah. We need this to be as fair as possible without any aura of you know, partisanship, so that when we come to the conclusion that, you know, maybe air quotes, we know to be true, the American people can see what we're trying to say here. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in a fair way. Shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Hannah, you got some poll results when we come back?
I do.
All right. If you haven't voted yet, now's the chance to go for the last time and vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Will the Trump FBI raid backfire on Democrats? Yes, Trump will be stronger than ever. No, Trump will be found guilty. Or no, nothing bad happens to the Democrats. Your vote on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat and Hannah's results in a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
No matter how you feel about Trump and Bill Maher can't stand him, he's a larger in life figure, and you just create more folk hero status the more you target him. He understands that. He's like a black hole that swallows all negative energy. And then, and the angrier you get, the better it works. How stupid was this? It's like found money for him, right? This raid is found money. He doesn't have to do anything. He could just pull back and just let this play out. He already looks like he was the victim here. Meanwhile, of course, they're going to work around the clock trying to find stuff about it. But it's already falling apart, I think. And I think we were seeing it fall apart towards Friday. The tell for me was, if you criticize the political nature of this raid, it was tantamount to hate speech.
So if you've been paying any attention, of course, the news has been led by the story of the FBI raiding Trump's home. And we've been talking a lot about this issue here for the last week, because Tuesday last week was when we first found out about this. Like, holy cow, what happened? Hannah's going to get to you, give you the YouTube live chat poll from today, the results. And she does this every day. She watches throughout the course of the live chat on the YouTube channel. She pulls and highlights comments that she wants to read. So you got to get in Hannah's good graces. Which, Brad, I'll ask you how you got in her good graces, and Ryan, I'll ask you what you've been trying to do to get into her good graces.
Brad first.
You know, put me on the spot. Yeah. I talk to Hannah, and I say nice things, and I compliment her, and I help her with her job, and she helps me with my job, and so we're just a team.
Just a team, Ryan?
We are a team. Mm-hmm.
I walk by her desk in the morning, and I say, great job. What's your name again?
Finger guns.
Yep.
It's always the finger guns. Yeah. Ryan, why the violence?
Oh, that's a good question. But hey, you heard the noise. It's a cap gun. Hey.
I think Ryan every day scares me at my desk.
Really?
Yes.
I don't try to.
I'm working.
You should start trying to video it.
And film it.
You sneak up behind her with a Jason mask, this bloody knife.
I mean, as long as it's not really bloody. Well, I want to tell you before we get to the results here, for people who haven't participated, I think there is like a generational difference between, and it's moving upward in a really positive way, I think, for people who watch things like YouTube on their smart TVs on the app. I watch Fox Nation on an app on my TV. I watch, you know, people watch Hulu and Netflix and everything, but YouTube is like that as well. You can also, of course, watch it on your phone. But I want to encourage folks to consider subscribing to the Annie Fry YouTube channel if you haven't before. And also, there's a way that you can, there's a bell that is on the YouTube channel that you can click and get notifications when we go live. And at noon, when we go live, you'll get that notification. You could just go in the live chat and vote. Leave a comment right there, right away, or whenever is convenient to you. And make sure you tune back in at 2:45 and maybe we'll read your comment. But I do have people who tell me, oh, I just always forget to log in. This is a super easy way to do it. And I will stand by my commitment to you. August 28th, I think, was the date.
Oh, you're going to stand by that, eh?
Yes. August 28th, I had said when we got out of YouTube jail, when our strike went away, and then the next day they accepted my appeal and we got to be back on, that if we get to 4,000 YouTube subscribers, which we're at over 3,500.
Mm-hmm.
I will air the never to see air attack ad that Ryan created
months ago.
I've never seen this.
You've never heard it?
No.
Oh, well, you know why? When Ryan, what did I say in the email when I got the email with the file?
I think you may have just said never. Or it was a word like that anyway.
It's absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
What I said?
Yeah,
that's
all caps.
Yeah, and I wrote a attack ad against Annie, and then produced it, and Annie was just mortified by the way that I attacked her, and she will air that ad under the compulsion of YouTube if we get to 4,000.
Come on, people!
That's a big ask, though, and I think you know that
it's huge. But if people want to hear it, it's kind of like, do people like you more or me more?
No, we should not make a referendum on that.
If we get to 4,000, they like you more.
If we get to 4,000, they like me more. If we don't, it wasn't ever about that.
No. Yeah. All right. What's the YouTube poll today?
All right. The YouTube poll question for today is, will the Trump FBI raid backfire on the Democrats? The options are yes, it will backfire because Trump will be stronger than ever. No, Trump will be found guilty, or no, nothing bad ever happens to the Democrats. 60% of the voters said yes, Trump will be stronger than ever.
How many? 60?
60.
Oof.
36% said no, nothing bad happens to the Democrats, and 4% said no, Trump will be found guilty.
I'm happy we have those couple people listening.
We have some comments that came in. Gus from YouTube says, as far as the poll goes, I would like to vote yes and then no. Trump will be stronger, but nothing ever happens to the Democrats.
Yeah, we did say at the beginning of the show that it actually all three of these things could be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Kathy from YouTube says, yes, Trump is stronger. Democrats' plan backfired. They just PO'd off.
Yeah, the silent majority. Yeah, Republican Party.
The clip you opened with Gutfeld is is probably why that's true.
Listen to Bill Maher on this issue.
Trump, he did sell his soul to the devil because he is the luckiest man in the world. His fortune was finally falling. DeSantis was beating him in the polls. You know who hates this more than anybody? DeSantis. DeSantis, look, I had this in the bag, and now I got to run against President Martyr. And this is saving Trump politically.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's saying a similar thing to what we're saying. But Gutfeld was taking a step further and said, even all this negative energy, he referred to it as something like a black hole, and he sucks up negative energy and just turns it into something else. But they call it earned media, that he is getting now another probably month and a half,
just
if
like
not longer.
Choco Tacos.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Am I right?
You're darn right. You bite that bottom lip.
I'm scratching my bottom lip.
Okay. No, you're darn
Choco
right.
Choco Tacos came. Isn't it
Sorry
Klondike
for my language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't they come back and say they're going to, there was a huge surge on.
Oh, did they?
You
You're just part of that.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's what you're saying.
I'm saying that there's a story. They're going to take Choco Tacos off the market. Everybody panics. And we even said, like, while we're talking about it, I said, this is just about getting a huge run on Choco Tacos, and then they'll miraculously still be there.
Mm-hmm.
They create a story. They create a headline. Everybody talks about it. Everybody talks. I mean, the national news stories. I was seeing Choco Taco images on the cable news. And then all of a sudden there's a run on Choco Tacos. And this is all because of a story. This isn't because they paid for all of these people to talk about it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden Choco Tacos have never been bigger.
That's exactly what's happening to Trump.
Trump is a Choco Taco.
Yes, he is.
That's probably
Orange Man Choco Taco.
Sounds like something Joe Biden would say.
Listen, Trump is a Choco Taco. We know this.
Don't go anywhere with that.
Yeah,
let it lay. Are there any more comments here before we have to run?
Yes. Chris F. on YouTube says, I said no because nothing seems to backfire. They have the media and tech in their pockets. James Beaver from YouTube says, it's backfiring depends on how far they will go to cover themselves. I will never trust them to be honorable. Last comment is from Brandon. He says, regardless of Trump, the sad part is that we are at a point where we have to question every action of the FBI and DOJ. We shouldn't ever get to this point.
Yeah, everything I'm saying is really about the coverage of it. It's not even about the event itself, which angers me to no end. And I think there are a lot of people who it's not just because, oh, it's in the news again. It's that this is a new leaf that's been turned in my soul or something. It's a new leaf for me that I somehow now am attaching myself more to Trump than I had in the past because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whatever, I can still contend that whatever Donald Trump ends up deciding to do, even if it's not run for the presidency, he is a legend. And he will be a kingmaker. And they can't do anything to take that away from him right now. The only way that it ends up falling apart is if he makes it fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just don't know. I think in that one, I'm going to say Trump's going to be stronger than ever. That would be my vote.
Yeah.
Join us every day on the YouTube live chat poll and leave us your comment and your vote. We love covering them. The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Next.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!